Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This is Stock Day. News and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on the OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On Stock Day, today we have a special guest. He is the CFO of Fuel Performance Solutions, Inc. On the pink sheets, OTC IFUE, Stuart Beef. Stuart, thank you very much for coming on the show. And give us a little bit of the background of Fuel Performance Solutions and what you guys have been doing out there in the St. Louis area.
Sure. Well, I'll give you, but just like to start, if I could, by just quickly summarizing who we are.
Yes.
We're a green technology company. We've developed a number of top-performing liquid fuel additive formulations that enhance the performance of diesel and biodiesel fuel blends. We have two primary product ranges, Dieselift, which is a multifunctional fuel additive formulation, which improves fuel economy and reduces emissions when mixed with diesel or biodiesel fuel blends. And then we have a Perfolift line, which is a group of tailor-made fuel additive formulations that provide superior stability and longevity to biodiesel blends of all underlying feedstocks. The commercial goal of our company is the bulk sale of our proprietary additives by the ton to major end users of diesel and biodiesel fuel, and that would be fleet operators in the rail and road transport industries, as well as stationary power generation operators. And this is accomplished all through our network of prominent distribution partners. Most of our business is overseas in the UK and Europe for three reasons. One, the price of fuel is higher due to taxes. The use of biodiesel is far more prevalent, and the commitment to reducing emissions is greater. We're in the early stages of commercializing our technology, again, through the efforts of our distribution partners. So that's just kind of a quick summary of
So let me ask you this. What percentage of your business is overseas?
Virtually all of it.
Okay, very good then. And who is the Fuel Performance Solutions? Tell us a little bit about your Fuel Performance Solutions, what it does, where you guys are going with that, and what's so important about your green technology in this space?
Sure. Well, I think that's the one thing that makes us what we believe to be very unique is our technology. We've done over 10 years of extensive R&D. We've tested at prominent laboratories all over the world. We've done field validation trials with buses, trucks, rail, stationary power generation. And all of this, if you will, body of work has made it very clear to us that Dieselift, which is our proprietary product, is the top-performing fuel additive formulation in the market today for improving fuel economy. So in our minds, there's really no technology risk as you look at our company. And then some other key points is the manufacture of our product, which we've outsourced to Multisol. And Multisol is a division of the $12 billion a year Brenntag company. Brenntag happens to be one of our three key distribution partners. And what's key about this contractual relationship for product manufacture, it allows us or ensures our ability to deliver quantity of quality products on a timely basis. So there's, you know, minimal, if no, manufacturing risk for a company of our size. Thirdly, as far as what makes us unique is the buy-in from our distribution partners. Unipart Rail, Brenntag, and Nordman Rassman are our three primary partners of all renowned companies. They've done extensive due diligence on our technology and have made the decision to back, market, and sell our products. And obviously, because of these relationships, we view there's, you know, very minimal rollout risk. And one of the things I was going to talk about, which you and I were talking about just before we went live, is the fuel efficiency management program.
FEM program, is that correct?
Correct, exactly. I think it'd be great to touch on that right now. And this is with our distribution partner, Unipart. And we've jointly developed a comprehensive fuel management system called the Fuel Efficiency Management Program, or the FEM program, that provides fleet operators a tanker-to-trailer solution for optimizing fuel quality and equipment performance. And what the program entails is, what Unipart does is they're going to go in there and they'll test fuel and test the bulk fuel tanks. They'll provide bulk fuel tank cleaning. They will provide dosing equipment and ongoing fuel tank monitoring services. And they get all of those for free by purchasing Dieselift, which is our product. So the cornerstone of the whole product, or I should say program, is our Dieselift product. Unipart sees a huge need in the market, a huge opportunity for the FEM program, especially in the UK and Europe, where fuel quality issues are exacerbated by water contamination and lower energy content of biodiesel, which is mandated over there. And so what Unipart is seeing, and as well Brenntag and Nordman, is you're seeing fleet operators experiencing reduced fuel economy and power, deposits and sludge in the fuel as biodiesel use increases water contamination. There's increased equipment failures, fuel injectors, fuel filters and seals, and fuel stability and storage issues. And adoption of the FEM program mitigates all these, allowing fleet operators to ensure fuel quality, optimize equipment performance, reduce downtime, and maintenance expenses, and the bottom line too is save money. And if there's one thing that your listeners could take away from this interview, I hope this is it. I encourage them to go to Unipart Rail's website. It's unipartrail.com. There's a section called What's New, and you click on Diesel Performance Solutions. That's the group within Unipart dedicated to the FEM program and our product. And from there, you can download Unipart's brochure on the FEM program and their brochure on Dieselift. And I don't think there's any better validation than someone can see regarding our company, our technology, and the commitment of a round distribution partner than going to Unipart Rail's website.
Absolutely.
And just as an FYI, Unipart is the old British Leyland company.
I see. My guest today has been Stuart Beef. He is with Fuel Performance Solutions, Inc. They are trading on the OTC pink sheets under the symbol IFUE. I have a question for you, Stuart. Can you tell us a little bit about your revenues of 2015 and the commercial progress and the outlook for financials of 2016 and beyond for your company?
Sure. 2014 was the best year of our company, and we had we didn't perform as well in 2015, largely because of a retrenchment or reorganization within our distribution partners, and I'll get to that here in a second. I think what they saw, they pretty much told us, we want you to cease and desist all of your direct selling efforts. There's too big of an opportunity here. There's too big of a program here, and we don't want your, your salespeople making calls and representing what could be a huge opportunity for us. They wanted their structured approach. So as I'll get into here, you'll see what happened in 2015. It's really a setup year for us in terms of what we expect to see in 2016 and beyond. As an example, Unipart, they spent the better part of 2015 organizing and putting together a group and the personnel and the resources to launch this fuel efficiency management program. And we see the first adopters of the program in the second quarter that we're in of 2016 and growing pretty significantly throughout the year and into 2017 and 18. Nordman Rassman, one of our other key distribution partners. They're primarily responsible for our Perforlift product line. And what they did in 2015 is they saw enough growth opportunity that they completed the transfer of their selling efforts on our behalf from their new business development division to their growth division. And they now have far more resources and personnel to market and sell our products. And then likewise, Brentag spent the better part of 2015 analyzing, preparing their marketing plans. They completed a market-by-market analysis in Q1 2016, and they're in the process of committing resources and programs to launch the marketing of our products in Q3 2016. So really, we have, if you will, attached our wagon to these three distribution partners. They're very large. They're very deliberate. They've done all their homework on our technology and the market opportunity, and they have all made significant efforts. In fact, as mentioned, transferred and committed far more resources to the sale and marketing of our products, if you will, in 2015 and early here in 2016. So we see a great opportunity for growth this year and in the years to follow.
So let me recap for our listeners a little bit. Basically, what we're doing is kind of retooling the sales division. We're going with more distribution outlets than we are going with direct sales. Is that correct?
It's definitely accurate. The end user is going to have a lot more confidence in the model that we've developed in 2015. When Unipart Rail knocks on the door of a train operator in the UK, and they say, "Hey, you know who we are? We're the old, you know, I mean, Unipart's been doing business with most of these people for decades." The credibility factor
tenfold.
Is far different.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Than if somebody that just says, "Hey, I'm somebody from FPS. We're a small company with, you know, $1 million in revenue, and who are you?" Unipart, Brentag, and Nordman are putting the full faith of their companies behind our products, and it's obviously they wouldn't have done this if they didn't, as we talked about earlier, spent the time, effort to analyze the technology, fully vet the technology, vet all of our test results, and looked at the marketplace and see that they see a huge opportunity to sell our technology into their markets. So
I'm glad that you,
yeah, it's
absolutely. I'm glad you came on the show and really did explain, why the drop in revenues and why you guys are retooling and going in a different direction, mm-hmm. which is going to be more of a scalability, and in the long run, it's going to be a much better solution for fuel performance solutions. My guest today, my guest today has been Stuart Beef. He is the CFO with Fuel Performance Solutions, ticker symbol IFUE on the OTC pink sheets. In closing, Stuart, is there anything that you would like to talk about that we haven't discussed today that, in short, you would like to get that out to the listeners?
No, I think we hit on the key points, and if I could just make a very quick summary here. We're a green technology company. There's no technology risk because of the extensive R&D that we've done. There's no manufacturing risk because it's outsourced to a large entity. There's minimal rollout risk because of the established relationship we have with our renowned distribution partners, and there's a huge market need for our products and programs in the marketplace. I suppose the one thing that I did not mention that I should probably put in here as well is we have very healthy margins by any standard of measurement. And they're locked in pursuant to long-term contracts that we have with our distribution partners. So as we grow those revenues, there's going to be quite a bit that flows through the bottom line to us.
Well, the future looks rosy for Fuel Performance Solutions, Inc. I thank you, Stuart, for coming on the show today, and we'll be checking back with you guys in 2 or 3 months and get an update.
Fantastic. I appreciate your time, Everett.
Thank you.
What about the other ear? This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.